Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Lori Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show. It's the Jackie and Lori Show. The Jackie and Lori Show.
Happening. We're doing it. I drove a bunch today. So yeah. I sleepy, Lori Kilmartin. I sleepy.
I was worried. I went to go see a movie with my son. We saw Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, which I take my money. When will I get to see it?
Well, the last couple minutes, because we were going to do our podcast at this exact time. And I was like, okay, this movie's got to wrap up soon. Jackie's at a Kinko's in Wisconsin waiting for me to log on. And then right. Split it up into part one, part two, and part three. So I'm like, I kept going, all right, this feels like the end. This is closure. Good, good, good. And then pops up on the screen, part three. I'm like, what the fuck, you guys? I gotta go. But it was very final thing. Anyway, okay. It's late, so...
That's not bad. Yeah, no sweat. And I am actually in my brother's office in his house. So
I see
his Wi-Fi seems to be sure. What? Who won something? Did somebody?
No, he won degrees.
People won degrees. Oh, it looks like it's my sister-in-law's medical degrees.
Wow, fancy.
Sure, she's all kinds of a doctor. So. I drove Ann Arbor. I did three shows at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, which is no longer under construction 7 years later. Good for them.
Wow. What's it
and
like?
It is, the facade is beautiful, it turns out. I had never seen it. And but they do have to do carpeting going down. And it was Friday show was mostly full, probably three quarters. Yeah. And then first show Saturday was almost full. And then second show was light. And it was all straight white guys opening for me. And okay. I was like, oh, thank God the diversity memo got taken. And I busted Roger Feeney's chops a little bit. And he was like, squeaky wheel. And I said, that's a white boy for you. So yeah. Do it. Own it.
Ann Arbor's a college town. I would imagine they have a lot of
And then I did comedy brunch and and the comedy brunch was fun. I went with Robert Jenkins, who headlines there. He is a black man. Mm-hmm. But and he ended up doing a guest set actually Saturday second show. But
so how many comics were up before you then? Five? How many?
Just three actually. So okay. It was MC and Roger is classic for picking like the weirdest times. He's like, so the MC's going to do 12. The feature's going to do five. The guestie's going to do five. And okay. The feature's going to do 18 to 22, depending on which show. And I was like, 18? 22? What is happening? How about just 20? And we'll call it and then they wanted a big kind of, you know, between the two shows, they needed a lot of time to swap them out. And I was like, you really don't, but okay, do whatever you want to do. And
do they have a check drop?
They do.
Okay. It's, maybe they needed the extra time because everyone was settling afterwards.
No, that'd be kind of great, but nope, they got a check drop. And they were, the audiences are smart. That's sort of like, it's a little bit like The Attic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's a little bit like the Bloomington.
Yeah.
Except for that, I like Jared. What?
You don't like, what's happening?
I love Roger, but I like how Jared is grumpier towards the audience.
Yes. Oh yeah.
That's what I love.
That hates the crowd.
You're coming to see comedy on my turf. That's all I want. That's what I want. That kind of support. So what was your question though?
Oh, so I haven't, the last time I was at Ann Arbor, my son was three and, oh my God. I had hired a woman to come visit the hotel room and babysit while I was on stage. And every night I had crossed my fingers praying that he wasn't kidnapped. And he wasn't. So
right.
It all worked
and
out.
He lived. That's awesome.
I think that was the old one. So you said it's a new one. It's downstairs.
It's in a downstairs in the very downtown. It's in the university downtown area. So the parking is ridiculous, but there is parking structures that are $1.20. You know, you go, you pull it and it's like, it might be as much as $28 to park here tonight. you pull out and it goes $3.60, please. And you're like, yay, I love it. So yeah, but I got to work on some of the new stuff, and I got to work on it actually. Yeah, I did probably 30 minutes of the new stuff that isn't on the album. And cool. So I did like an hour 15 on the Friday, and then I just did 55s, the two shows Saturday.
Dang, 15, that's a long time.
Yeah, it was, but they were such a hot crowd on Friday first show.
Yeah.
So they enjoyed it, which is admirable of all of us.
My internal comedy clock shuts off at an hour. And I just,
yeah, think you can make, I've always been of the opinion that you should do an hour and not much more if you're going to do. Yeah. Just because you got to turn the show over, you know, but if you're killing, sometimes you go over.
Yeah, I'm tired too. I had my booster on Friday.
Okay. What's the rule on that? Like, how long do you wait, or can you just get it any time now?
The second booster you can get any time if you're over 50.
Okay.
Which we barely are.
Right.
But I got Pfizer this time. I've had three Modernas, so I'm going to Canada next week. I'm going to Ontario. I'm not sure if that's the province where the trucker convoy started, but it seems like it's a kind of a rowdy province.
Yeah.
I want to be as vaxxed as possible around amongst the Canadians.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. It was, I talked about this a little bit on stage just because it made me, someone was telling me, they were like, you know, they just arbitrarily ended the mask mandate. And I was like, yeah, that's what governments do. They give it a shot. They try to get everybody vaccinated, and then they eventually have to call it and go, well, if you are immunocompromised, we're sorry. And if you're an idiot, we're not that sorry, but we got to move on.
Well, I think this government did that. I don't think they had to. And I think they just gave up. They're tired of fighting, and they gave up. And it's not just immunocompromised. It's anyone under five. And so that means as parents with kids under five, like that your little kid has zero protection right now. So it's really shitty. And
I thought that Pfizer got okayed for under five.
I don't think so. Not yet.
I thought they did, but so be it.
Wait, hold on. Let's just look that up.
Did you go up this week?
Yeah. Can you see, Kyle?
Yeah.
I hate to turn into Joe Rogan right now. This is.
Look up the thing.
It's still not happening yet. It's
still pending. Okay.
Yeah. So it really has, you know, unless you're a parent, like I forget about them because, you know, my kids got boosted. I'm like, well, you know, we've done our thing, but those people are still absolutely trapped because.
And I'm barren. Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't even give a shit about them.
No.
You hate all children.
That's just out of principle alone.
You texted me, leave the movie early. Fuck your son. Get your own.
I really want to see that movie. I want to see that movie so bad.
But they're trapped. So it's really awful. And it's our to me, it's a huge failure of the Biden administration. And if Trump was doing it, we'd all be a lot more pissed. That's what I think. But whatever.
Yeah, I'm just tired.
Yeah.
No, so I get it.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to do the next indicated action. I've become a bit of a hobbyist in the mask wearing business. I'm supposed to do a bunch of sets this week, but there's family stuff going on with Andy's mama.
Yeah.
And so you don't leave though until like next, like a week from.
I leave on Monday the 18th, I think.
A week from Monday, right? Yeah. Yeah. So
from whenever this drops. But yeah, I had sets last week in LA, and they were a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah. I have a West Side Comedy and a Jetpack on Friday that you could probably have, and a good heroine on Saturday.
I just did Jetpack. I filled in for somebody on Friday night. Oh, by the way, I was like, let me just wear heels, you know, let me try to be pretty. And You know the parking garage next to Bar Lubitsch?
Yeah.
I mean, not the garage, the parking lot.
A lot. Yeah.
The really deep one. Well, it wasn't working. Like you press 7 and it would, and 4 would go on the screen. So I gave up and I was like, I hope I don't get towed. And I come back and a guy was, and I was taking a picture of the thing, of the information to call them on Monday.
Yeah.
You go, hey, your fucking machine's not working. Okay.
Yeah, so not my fault. Yeah.
Don't be towing people. And a guy walks up and he's entering his data. And I'm like, I don't think it's working. I just want to let you know. And he goes, oh, thanks. And I was more paying attention to telling him what the problem was, which I didn't need to do because I mm-hmm. said it's not working.
Yeah.
And I didn't look and I pivoted and I just ran right into one of the little curb that you park it up against in these heels. And I went like total facepalm.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Wipe out.
Total wipe out. Yeah. But also I had just had the vaccine like 2 hours earlier and it was all, I was already not like,
right.
Like I'm
already a mess.
And then yesterday I just sort of laid around all day. I just felt like I felt real achy, you know, but it was mm-hmm. just, it wasn't terrible. And I feel back to my normal level of achiness. my base standard right now.
Right. Right. And, well, there you go. And mm-hmm. I'm psyched to be here. I'm in Milwaukee, obviously. It's gonna see my dad and gonna see my brothers and my nephews, and it's gonna be nice. And but my aunt died, or my dad's first cousin, right?
Oh,
you know how
did.
You call. Yeah. 95, not a career cut, tragically short. Mm-hmm. So yeah. She's and well, what's no, funny
you, she, weren't you hoping she wouldn't die in a way that would inconvenience your Ann Arbor date? And she
obeyed my commands and now I'm gonna come back for some, it's an Armenian kind of a wake that's 40 days after the so they're just gonna bury her and then I'm gonna come back in June if I can make it happen. And but she was, you know, she was a real pistol, Lori Kilmartin.
Yeah.
She's what the kids used to call a real pistol.
Yeah.
And I remember I was talking to my cousin, just texting, and she was like, you know, she was really a jackass about my weight. And I was like, oh yeah, you had to give it back to her. I remember I was probably 30 years old and my Aunt Alice was the last time she busted me about my weight when I said, you know, you're not that skinny yourself, Alice. And she goes, I'm 75 and I've been married. So
she said, I'm 75, I'm not married.
And I've been married.
Oh yeah, actually she had accomplished two goals that you hadn't accomplished.
Right. Yet. Right. And I said, okay, well then I'll have my arms and legs removed and you can use me as a doorstop and I'll spend the rest of my life just yelling to you for a straw. And I'll be a svelte 120. And she never talked to me about it again.
That's nice.
Yeah. All you had to do was bust your chops. You just had to get back to give as good as you got. And she would zip it.
Learn so, the lesson.
Yeah, that's what I recommend if you guys have relatives that are a pill. Mm-hmm. just zing them right back and then they shut up. So always fun.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
I entered all my data for Sirius just to make sure. I wasn't sure if my
did you do the spreadsheet? You look at the spreadsheet?
No, I looked at all my, I don't know what spreadsheet you're talking about.
The one sent by 800?
No, I just looked at all my track names and I entered them into Sirius and all but two of them were, I was the only artist that had that track name.
Yeah.
I do have a track called No Means No, and so do 800 country artists. And then there's one other one that also is like, oh, okay, all right. I don't know. I haven't seen a dime of money from this record that came out in October and I was really counting on it. I thought, you know, it'd be some kind of bump or something. And it's like,
right. And I haven't had a chance to look at the spreadsheet at all. And I haven't had a chance to sign the new contract to put Horcrux video on the 800 YouTube channel, but, maybe this week we'll see. A lot of a lot of nonsense going down.
Yeah.
And then here's what being white and a squeaky wheel. Mm-hmm. So I told you this, I think 2 weeks ago, that I got that email from Netflix Festival.
Yeah.
That asking if I would promote the festival. And then I emailed them back and said, am I in your festival? And they said, oh, we're sorry. It's just you have that podcast and we thought you'd promote. And I said, well, you got to ask. But remember that I do stand up. Yeah. And so Ron Funches, I tweeted that out. And Ron Funches is like, well, do you want to open for me at the Troubadour on May 5th for Netflix? Nice. And I was like, yes, yes, sir. I would enjoy that a great deal. So now I'm going to get to open for Ron Funches at the Troubadour.
Oh my God.
On May 5th.
How cool.
In Los Angeles. Yeah. That should be fun.
Super cool.
Yeah. Squeaky wheel.
There was lots of talk online this week, right?
Which one? What was the?
Hold on.
Tap it, tap, tap.
Yes.
Oh, right. That was in the thread that it was like, you know, there was a couple of big things happened at the clubs, right? They're booking, you know, essentially just predators. Are they predators or rapists?
Well, I think there's different degrees.
Sure.
See, I don't feel unsafe around a guy that grooms 14-year-olds, but I do think like there's so many fucking funny comics in this city. Yeah. You never have to give that person work.
No, you don't.
There's a million funny comedians.
Yep.
And the other one who's credibly accused of a violent rape never needs to be on stage again. And I actually, the show popped up on my Instagram and I was like, I was so upset by the presence of the violent rapist. I was more eye rolling the predator.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah, I figured that guy will come back. I don't get it, but whatever. That doesn't shock me. But
right.
The other one, I was like, I don't want to see this again. So I unfollowed the comedy club because they upset me.
Yep.
But I still put in avails.
Right.
You know? This is insanity. I don't understand this universe.
So I go to comedy brunch with all these, with the young comics, the Michigan comics, and they're telling me about all the one-nighters all around Michigan now, and how one of them, they're like, he's really racist, but he pays well. And
the booker?
Yeah, the booker. Okay. And Robert is like, how racist? And because Robert's black. And so the Ken guy was like, well, the N-word with a hard R. And don't ask for applause breaks. You know, he's like, he gives you advice about your set.
Oh.
The unsolicited advice. And then some other guy has a new club on sort of the west coast of Michigan, on Lake Michigan, where, get this, he's like an IT, he has a bunch of pile of money, right? So he grew up in Michigan. So he decides to buy a liquor store in his hometown. And
that's the dream, really.
His liquor provider guy says, well, you know, you make more money if you sell it by the pour. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to buy this building and then sell that's near the liquor store. And we're going to use it for weddings and bar mitzvahs or whatever, right? And then there's not enough of that. So that's why he opened a comedy club. And then.
But now he's
doing stage time.
Oh God. I know. I have worked with people like this and.
Yeah. And he's, I guess there's no green room and this guy worked the gig and it's a classic.
Okay. Right.
He walked in. And he goes, is there a green room? And the co-owner goes, oh, there's tables near the back. The comics usually hang out. And that guy was like, really? Just okay. All right. And but I guess a check clears.
Yeah.
That's the end of that sentence. So we were talking about how racist this one guy, this one booker was in Michigan, and it led to this conversation about how, you know, me and Alana, Alana Gonzalez. What was her last name? God dang it. Anyway, but she was great. But we were talking about how you can't not work for misogynists. I mean, how are you gonna?
You wouldn't work. Yeah,
you wouldn't work. It would be there would be like three clubs that you could get work at, and it would be dodgy as all, you know. Then you would have to have a day job, and you wouldn't get enough stage time. You'd never get better, and then you'd die alone. So, yeah,
I'm headed that way anyway, though. So
I think we're all headed that way, don't we all? We're born alone, we die alone. But I will say that, but it did, you know. So the check clears, I work there, right? And that's why you sent a veil to that one comedy club. Different comedy club, by the way.
I'm so bummed. I'm just, it's like, it's so unnecessary, you know?
There's so many great clubs and comics.
There's so many great comics. Yeah. And, you know.
Golden age of stand-up comedy for the last 25 years. I mean, just wave after wave. Yeah. Like even if you want good looking young comics, right?
Yeah.
And then prior to that, there's still working super funny, you know. It's not like Wayne Fetterman isn't available. Fucking if you want a straight white guy, he's great. You know?
Yeah. I don't know why Wayne all the way.
I don't know. It was for some reason his name came.
Funny.
Yeah, right. Wayne is hilarious. but for some reason Wayne Fetterman did come up anyway, and he's not a creep.
You know,
yeah,
there's like some like I was watching a lot of threads on Twitter about it, you know, because it became a big thing amongst a lot of female comics.
Yeah,
that this was happening, right? Mm-hmm. And people saying like they feel unsafe. So I don't feel unsafe, but it's just like
I feel underappreciated and dismissed and hated.
Yeah, like say I don't think that guy is gonna rape me or gonna try, right? But how do you know that hasn't happened to me from somebody else? And I don't want to be in a room where I'm with someone I know has done that. And every other female comic, you know what I mean? It just,
yeah. And the dudes, the decent dudes of the world who also don't want to be around that guy. None of us should have to. We're just not valued. Yeah.
Jokingly tweeted, like, you know, what message are we sending to comedians who don't rape? that there's no place for them in
right. I'm so sorry, Augie. There's just no work for you.
You gotta stop bringing these other guys.
No, the good guys, though. I can name good guys.
They're gonna be like, ugh.
I can name good guys.
They are good guys, and it's a bummer that they are also not getting spots. That these other, like, they're not. These guys aren't so famous that they are gonna save a business. You know. Mm-hmm. That's what I think, but I don't know. I'm just it just blows my mind.
No, I support you. I support you unfollowing. I completely agree.
I didn't email, hey guys, I'm not following because I want the stage time. Also, I'm not doing it out of rage to make a point. I'm just like, I don't want to be upset for 2 hours because I log on to Instagram and I see this person's working at a club that I work and I follow. I don't want that. If I hadn't known about that, I would have had a much better day. that in the afternoon was like, it kind of ruined the rest of the day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Nope. It's proof that they genuinely don't care about anybody but these dudes. So it's unfortunate because it's, you know, there, somebody told some story about how, the one woman comic on a show thing in a comedy club situation, like in the 80s and 90s when we were coming up, thing, you have to sit there and listen to sit on your face fisting jokes for 1,000 hours.
Yeah.
And I don't know who that
she was talking about that on Twitter.
Oh, fair enough. Well, and I've heard this for decades, right? Yeah. People talking about how there's no, that it's literally just a way to say, well, you don't actually belong here.
Yeah.
And right. Yeah. And so this booking those guys is just that message again. They're just saying you don't actually belong in the business. And if you want to be in the business, you're going to have to suck it up and just work with that guy and try not to be alone with him, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure what message you're sending, but right. It's the one that's being taken, right?
It is definitely the message. It's definitely.
What else could you say to a female comic working in the same room net as somebody who's violently attacked a woman? Mm-hmm. LA Times did a huge article on it. And mm-hmm. which means it's verified through 4,000 lawyers, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep. That's exactly the message. And do you want to keep talking about this, or should I talk about something happy?
I have no idea. I mean, this isn't, although this week was about one club, that guy works a lot of rooms.
I think he works all the clubs.
He doesn't work all of them, but he works a lot. I get a few emails and I see his name pop up as being wow.
Yeah. I was going to talk about that. That's the thing that I've typed up. Carmen Morales came and stayed at my house for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. And then she offered to drive me to the airport on Friday morning at 4:00 in the morning.
Oh my God.
To go do Ann Arbor.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, thank you.
Amazing.
And
she,
right. And that was Friday morning. Thursday night was the Comedy Store's 50th anniversary party. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she showed me pictures. Get this. They did it right. There was like a I Love Lucy kind of band. There was like a Ricky Ricardo band with little bandstands. Yeah, with the trumpets. And, yeah, I mean, and there was, you know, like old timey band. There was a million balloons. There was different foods in all the different rooms. I didn't go because I don't go, right? I don't hang at that. Yeah. It would have felt weird, I think.
Yeah,
and I was tied.
Sure.
So, yeah. And but I think that, so she was like, it was super fun. She stayed for a couple of hours. Guy hangs people and, you know, some of the old gang, and then the new gang, and then the newest gang. So it sounded really fun, and it makes me kind of want to hang out at the Comedy Store. But allow me to say, for the sixth year in a row, where would I park?
Yeah, I mean, right now the amount of work I would have to do to get past the Comedy Store is not what I'm willing to do. It's
maybe next year.
Well,
I don't know.
Exactly. I feel when my son gets driver's license, I feel like there's gonna be a shift in his head about hanging out with mom.
There might be, right?
And then maybe my whole world opens, right? And I can put in FaceTime at a club. I need to put in FaceTime, I guess. I don't know.
God, I'm gonna hold back and not ask you about what car you're gonna get.
I'm gonna get him a car.
He's going to have to share your car.
My shares grandma's. Yeah. Welcome to the glamour of driving. It's a 2009 Corolla.
Right. But here's the thing. Yeah. You won't be able to do jack if he's got the car.
I'm saying mentally, you know,
or maybe
he drops me off at the Comedy Store. Not, he goes and does cocaine with his friends in Venice. And then we go back and he goes to school in the morning. Right. Okay.
Right. It's or he just goes to the park and draws.
And, more likely he goes to a comic book store in Eagle Rock.
Goes to a comic book store, gets himself a shake.
They could have cocaine in that comic book store.
So unlikely. You know, you're just like, what's your D&D class rating that gets you cocaine? It's like, oh, he's a bard. Anyway,
bard too. Just know that.
And I was trying to type up some pitch stuff. Speaking of D&D, because the might try to pitch something to the D&D people.
Oh, cool.
With the Dork Forest. We'll see.
Yeah.
And
Well,
but I'm going to Moon Tower in a week. and
to everyone for me.
Right. And I have Guy Branum and Chris Cubis doing a live dork. I'm doing a bunch of stand-up, right?
Yeah.
But then I'm doing a live dork forest with Guy and Chris Cubis. And I asked Atsuko to do it, and she was interested, but I have not heard back from her this week, so I'm going to have to ping her.
She, I saw her, I've seen her post from Austin. Is she, I think she's already there doing shows, but is she going to go back from Moon Tower, or is Moon Tower did already start?
No, well, it is 2 weeks, and I had a couple other people I was going to ask that Colleen told me not to ask because they weren't there that weekend, so... Oh. I don't know.
JFL bought Moon Tower.
Yep.
Is why there was like an even trade when JFL offered me these Ontario dates.
But more days, right?
Yeah, it's like 10 days. It's more money too.
Oh, good, good. But, thank you, God. Yeah.
But there's 3 nights off in the middle of it, you know? It's kind of, it's like, God, I'd rather work every single night, but whatever.
Right, right. I was wondering, you know, I go to Ann Arbor and I freaking love Ann Arbor. Ann Arbor is like Bloomington. It's like Madison. It's like all of those, you know, Portland 30 years ago. Yeah. And where you want to stay for like a third day. You want to be there for 3 or 4 days and wander around and see the, you know, the college things and go to Zingerman's more than twice you know, and find the good coffee shop and write. And, but I didn't get to, cause I was there literally a day and a half. So, hey, let's do a break.
Max Fun Drive is just around the corner.
2022.
Starting April 25th, it's the best time of the year to support your favorite shows by becoming a Max Fun member or upgrading your membership.
In just 2 weeks.
We've got some great episodes and amazing thank you gifts in store. And who knows, maybe a few surprises.
Don't forget bonus content.
So make sure to tune in starting Monday, April 25th to get all the juicy details on what each show has in store.
Actually, wait, what are the details anyway? And why are they juicy? That's kind of a strange adjective to describe.
Welcome to the show and to this ad. It's an exciting one. Green Chef, you guys. Remember Green Chef? They make the cooking easy. You can spend less time stressing out about stuff and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals. Mm-hmm. They send you a box, you guys. They send you a box. Fresh produce, premium proteins, organic ingredients you can trust. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well. Green Chef offers 24 always-changing recipes to choose from every week so you never get bored. And my favorite thing is that they send fish, and I never buy fish. So the pre-made and pre-measured sauces mean more chef-curated flavor in less time. And they're often flavors I don't think about putting together myself, so it's kind of great that they're willing to do it. And it's all packed pretty eco, right? They used to put them in tiny little plastic bottles, but now they put them all in just little zip baggies, and it's great. I love the pork one. I love the fish one. And it's just, it takes literally like, it might take 45 minutes and a half, and 15 minutes is me just going, well, I should make this. So
why have I never done this? Yeah, I'm excited when they send me something that's not salt. I mean, that's the only thing I season with. So it's always exciting to get.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah. So go to greenchef.com/JackieLaurie130 and use that code JackieLaurie130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. So that's greenchef.com/JackieLaurie130. And the code is JackieLaurie130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. And let's do comic of the week.
Our comic of the week was my MC last week at the Punchline, Brooke Heineken.
Okay.
And her last name is pronounced Heineken. Now, it's not spelled like the beer. I'm sure you know how to spell it, Jackie. With
I'm from Milwaukee. I can spell it.
H-E-I-N-I-C-H-E-N. So it looks like Heineken.
Brooke Heineken. On the Heineken. Comic. Yeah, yeah. Heineken. Oh, that's awesome.
Super funny. And she's really smart, just like a ton of jokes, just bam, 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 bam. It was her first weekend emceeing, and I was assuming she was about to bump up to feature. That's how good she is and strong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Really, really funny. San Francisco lady comic.
Yeah.
I think she's from the Midwest, if I remember one of her chunks, but she either moved to San Francisco to start or whatever, but she's a San Francisco comic. So that's half the San Francisco comic from someplace else. And then they come to San Francisco to get weird and get stage time.
Yep. Get weird, you guys. Mm-hmm. Own it. Own the weird and then write from that place. I love it. I had the staff at Ann Arbor hilariously, and some of the audience got, because it went well. I mean, it's a very nice club and a good audience. Yeah. But several people over the course of the weekend, they're like, "You're just so smart, but accessible." It's like, calm down.
Well, they must meet a lot of professors that are smart and not accessible.
Right? Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe the inaccessible professor with his patches on his elbows and
I meant female professors, Jackie. Wow, you're letting your
show. That's me buying the boy clothes again. And so be it. I'm looking forward to Moon Tower, and I'm looking forward to having a lot more new material. I don't mind my new material.
That's a great thing.
I don't love it. We're in the early days. Oh, but some woman came up on the new album. I referenced the Zoom shows that we did.
Yeah.
And one of the Zoom shows we did, there was always this woman who came to a bunch of them, and her name on Zoom was Teresa's iPad. And so she came up to me last night after the show, and she was like, "I'm Teresa's iPad." And I was like, awesome. I wish Ben would show up, but Ben's sitting in his apartment, no doubt.
Sure. I did KO Comedy on Friday night, which is
fun.
Now that's an old school Zoom show, because Sammy O'Bay started that like right when the pandemic started. He's been doing it consistently, I believe, every Friday. I don't know if he's not there every Friday because he's working and stuff, but they have a really consistent audience, and it seems like it's kind of spun off into its own business, you know, like they offer services, is what I'm saying. Comedy services.
Very nice.
I am halfway signed up for Cameo. I still have to do my intro video.
Oh
yeah. We'll see. I mean,
yeah, you'll do a thing.
Bring in the income, Jackie.
Yeah. You gotta keep raking it in. Mm-hmm. You got mouths to feed. Charmy's not going to feed herself. And you don't want her taking a bite out of crime.
No, and I've got Con Ed fraudsters almost taking all my money left and right.
Oh, what happened?
That, right?
I think vaguely. What was it? What was the jam?
Did I mention it on the podcast already?
I don't think so.
I mean,
you know, when you watch Dateline or something and it's like so obvious to you and you can't believe that these people fall for it. I became that person.
Could you come real close, but then you took a step back?
Very close. Very close. Ooh. Yes. Ooh. They're like, it was about the New York apartment. Mm-hmm. They're like, we got guys. They're 30 minutes away. They're about to turn off your electricity. And I was like, oh my God, no, I have responsibility to my
right.
Baby, right.
Yes. This can't happen. Yes. Right.
So they're like, you gotta send us this much right away. And the thing is, she always pays the electricity, you know? And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, maybe she forgot or whatever, but I'll make this right. Or maybe I'm supposed to. Like maybe,
I
forgot for a year. And then it just keeps going, and they're like, I was walking Charmy at the time, right? Mm-hmm, so I'm frantic, mm-hmm. So I'm getting Charmy back, and I didn't close the screen door all the way, so she goes out to the front, right? And they're like, well, you gotta send it via Zelle, and should I have known right then, but didn't, because Charmy is gone now. And right. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. All right. Let me just pay this and then I'll get my dog. Right. So then the payment for like $600, it seemed like an amount where if you forgot for a while, it would be about $600.
Would be real. Yeah.
So he goes, it's not going through. Our guys are 20 minutes away. I'm like, oh my God. So I sent another one and they said, we'll void the first one. And I can't even, and the next level is so dumb, I won't even admit that I did it. But just know that at one point, the amount that I had Zelled these guys was $2,000.
Whoa.
And I fucking figured it out. I got Charmy back. Like, she went on a tour of the neighborhood and then came back right. with like a big pit bull grin on her face.
Right. Bouncy bounce.
And then I called Chase immediately, and they were all, the payments were still pending. They just kept saying, it's pending. It's pending. If we don't get this now, we're going to turn it off. Right.
Right.
And then I was thinking, well, it's still going to Con Ed. So, you know, I'm sure it'll be like, I'll just have overpaid for the year. Right.
Right.
Oh my God. And then Chase, they just didn't put the payments through.
Yeah. So they just canceled it all.
Several people crank calling these numbers randomly. Cause I saved all of them. There's three different numbers. And if anyone wants it, just email me.
Yeah.
And I will send you their phone number and the name they go by, and you can
be part them. Of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You could be part of that harassment. Yeah. What the heck? And
I don't know how we get into this, but oh yeah, that's why I need to do Cameo, because I like this.
Because you came real close to giving away a bunch of cash.
Yeah. And I will say, had I not been frantic about my dog at the same time, like going, Charmy, yeah. okay, I'll do it, right? I would have been thinking clearly, but I was I was very distracted.
You were in multitask mode. Yeah.
That, you know, my roommate was going to have no electricity, which is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yep.
She texts me. She's like, I pay this every month. And then she texts me a picture of the balance, which was zero. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, well. But at least it worked out and you didn't get screwed in the 11th hour, which is awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
And then I was tempted to blow $2,000 on myself to celebrate. I'm like, I don't want that anyway. And then I get something expensive. Like, I don't learn lessons.
I was telling Robert Jenkins that I wanted there's a Detroit made American watch.
Yeah.
That the brand name is Shinola, mm-hmm. I believe. And yeah, and they're supposed to be really well done, and they're very pretty. The women's mm-hmm. watches are actually really cool looking. And I was talking to the comics from Michigan. They were like, it's like $1,000 for a watch. And I was like, oh, that's right. That would be dumb.
Yeah.
Because this is a Seiko, and it is Seiko, and it was $75. And that's plenty.
Yeah, I used to have a Casio for, like, I would say the first 25 years of my comedy career, I just used a Casio, right?
Okay, yeah.
Started, time myself, you know, check, have a little bit that allowed me to check at the watch. And then I was like, you know what? I just would like to go by my instincts about what feels about the right amount of time, right? And just get a light from somebody. And uh-huh. So I think I tend to always do right around 55, exactly. Like, I have a clock inside that goes, all right, land the plane, right?
Right.
But there are times when I'm on stage and I don't have my watch, and I say, light me at 40. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I should have gotten the light by now, right? I don't right. think there's 15 minutes of material left that I want to do. I guess if I were able to remember other material, I would do it. But this is what I've scheduled. This is what right. I do. And then I haven't got that light.
Yeah, I lost my set list. I didn't, so I had to recreate my set list. And I was like, oh, this is always a good idea. It's always a good idea to recreate your set list, because
it is.
Freshen it up.
Yes, it is. It is a good idea, because sometimes I'll just write chunks, like mom, right?
Yep.
Amy, Nicole.
right.
You know, but then each, like, mom is like 13 jokes, and Amy Nicole
right.
13 beats. And sometimes it's good to write down every single beat, like, you know, because sometimes, like, you're like, wait, this is, I'm doing it 55 minutes and it's this much material. It's like,
yeah, right.
It's 3 inches, but I just wrote it in chunks, right? But if you were to write down every single joke, a word from every single joke, it'd be like a page and a half, right?
Right.
You're like, oh, right. Yeah, of course, that's 5.
I only break down the chunks if I can't remember. Like, if I find myself forgetting parts of chunks,
Yeah.
Like my sausage casing bit right now is actually has exploded into about six different. I did it so differently second show last night that, you know, when you do, and it's about sexism and a little bit and racism and all these things. And there was like three guys in this not very big audience that were like, nope.
Right.
Nope. And I was like, God dang it. Because I have to massage those bits so that they don't feel like I'm slapping anybody. And I'm just making it okay for them to hear it.
Right.
And yeah. Oh well.
I did it so much during the Zoom time. I did so much material about like being white. Like I was trying to figure out, talk about being white from what's happening right now, right? Mm-hmm. And it always felt a little lectury, you know?
Yeah, like, it's good right away.
I don't like this. But now I have a joke that I think sort of hits it. That's not a lecture. And I was like, wow, that was like 2 years of work.
Yeah.
And in its original form is probably 8 minutes of material that I was like, at the end of it was like, I don't want to pursue this anymore. And then it came back in a 35 second joke.
Right.
Which is why I release one album every 10 years. Okay.
Well, and the thing is that I would posit that with material that's that sort of charged, right?
Right.
Whether it's, it needs that time. It needs to go, which is why it has to be sandwiched in a couple of dick jokes and some silly bullshit. Mm-hmm. It's got to be in and amongst stuff because you're like, I have to work on this very serious topic that I promise you will one day have a punchline. This is not that day, but it one day it will. And as long as you put it in the middle, and you're still interested in it, right? You know, mm-hmm. You don't give up on it because you're still interested in doing it. It's worth it, I think. And you do find the punchline eventually, even if it's 35 seconds.
Yeah. It is weird though. You think like, for me, I think like some of my best jokes are where I'm the ones that work the well, right? The work the best are I'm a victim in the joke, even though it's a ridiculous thing to feel victimized about, right? And so there's other times where I'm like, oh, I want to talk about this issue.
Right.
That's not where an audience can really connects with me. You know, it does feel, for me, I always feel like I'm lecturing, but.
Right. Right.
It just takes a really long time to figure that out.
But if you do it right, it can be a signature bit.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just takes a while. Want to take another break?
Then I'll put it on a record. I won't get paid for it. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Look, it's a rough world out there, especially lately. I get it. So let's take care of our minds as best we can. I'm John Moe, host of Depresh Mode with John Moe. Every week, I talk with comedians, actors, writers, musicians, doctors, therapists, and everyday folks about the obstacles that our world and our brains throw in front of us. Depression, anxiety, traumatic stress, all those mental health challenges that are way more common and more treatable than you might think.
The first time I went to therapy, I was so ashamed, and I was like, can't believe I gotta go into therapy. Like, I thought I could be a man, and Humphrey Bogart was never in therapy. And then my dad said, yeah, but he smoked a carton of cigarettes a day.
Give your mind a break, give yourself a break, and join me for Depresh Mode with John Moe.
I thought I would have had a little hunk of money from Corset by now. That's all. I was counting on that, you know?
Yeah, I didn't get any either.
On record sales.
Something's coming, I hope. Yeah, I mean, we just haven't gotten our, I don't know what the record, how they pay out the record sales.
Well, I want to look at the spreadsheet and I really want to do a deep dive into it and figure out what the heck, because I was also supposed to be getting YouTube ad money and I have yet to dive in and see what the deal is, you know? And so when I do that, I will have
a level of expertise that you don't have now.
It's not the Sound Exchange money. It's literally, I think it's from downloads.
Oh, okay. So it is the streaming money. I asked that in the chat.
No, streaming is a downloads is a purchase, right?
It's with both are the same. They both go to the same source as far as like where the money goes versus Sound Exchange with Sirius.
Right. I haven't gotten any Sound Exchange money. And I know they played it, mm-hmm. enough. Mm-hmm. So
that's one that surprises me you haven't seen yet.
Yeah. I mean, why does it take that long?
Well, you know? it's been what yours came out in October, right?
Mm-hmm. It's April.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been 6 months. So this might be, maybe this is the month. Maybe this is the month the windfall happens. And maybe May is when my windfall happens. But it is an interesting idea.
It has the very rare credit of being a former number one on iTunes record. I mean, hardly anyone achieves that incredible height of getting five white guys to download your album. People downloading albums.
Okay. Right. I never know. I'm just sort of plugging along and I'm hoping. The weird thing about my Horcrux album, which is also a video, right? Also a special, is that there's 10 more minutes on the video than there is on the album. Mm-hmm. But 40 or 45 minutes of the video is the audio from the same night as the album was cut from. And so when it plays on anything, it goes to my previous labels. They have copyright on mm-hmm. that for distribution. Mm-hmm. So to release it as a YouTube video, just as a special, there's gotta be URLs and a whitelist and copyright shenanigans just to make sure that it can be posted and can be chopped up into 1,000 pieces. So it is labor intensive, but I'm hoping to, you know, fill rooms. I'm hoping to fill rooms.
It's so frustrating when you see the comics that are filling the big rooms. You know, it's like they all get to go on Rogan because their consciences don't bother them. They're not bothered by the fact they're on the same show as a guy who platforms Alex Jones, who fucking tortures Sandy Hook parents to death. You know, one of the parents committed suicide recently, you know, like in the last 2 years. Okay, well, to me, I would never even pursue that avenue because this isn't even about the vaccine shit, what I'd be happy to argue against, you know, but to me, that's just like so disgusting. But yeah, it doesn't bother a lot of comics. So they're out there and then they're filling big rooms, you know?
Yeah, but it's not just them. I mean, Rogan isn't creating the machine. You know, he's not.
A lot of it.
I don't know. The
podcast comedy machine, it is.
But I don't think, like, I don't know, like, does Maron go on Joe Rogan? I don't think he does.
No, but Maron's a different guy completely. I'm saying not at Maron's level. I'm saying like younger coming up, younger guys, right?
Right. Maron's I think there's a good, there might be a dozen. I can think of sort of a handful.
Yeah.
And but
I'm just saying like, that's not an avenue that you and I can chase, right?
No, it is not.
To ask,
right? I still couldn't. I don't want to.
But it's like, well, that seems to be the one that pays off for a lot of people, you know.
It was, my brother was just asking me if I knew who was he like. Oh, do you know this person? Is like, I don't know them, but I don't want to know them. From what I've heard of that person, they're a pill.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hang out with them. And if I see him in a green room, and I'll be like, oh, there's that famous person. I don't need to lurk much longer here. Just going to grab a bottle of water and zip.
Do my set. Right.
Yeah. So, but I am, I don't know. I'm looking forward to either stopping stand-up comedy entirely or filling rooms.
Or what?
Filling rooms.
I know. Stopping or selling out completely. Yes.
Yeah. That's something to look forward to, something to look into. And but I don't know. It could happen. I all I know is that I that I can't seem to force any of it, including including the punchlines. I'm just like, right. What I would love to have right now, and I'm just going to put it out there, is 15 minutes of some silly fucking jokes. Like, I just watched my Conan set with that DiGiorno because I clipped it. I clipped it up. Yeah. I had the DiGiorno joke and I had the Dogs of the American Revolution joke and I clipped them up. And I was like, I would like more material like that. That's just sort of kind of silly, but smart and not charged.
Yeah, now where you have to do a lot of work.
That we were just talking about and turning it into a signature bit. I don't want to write a signature bit right now. I'd love to write a half an hour of just silly good times.
Give me, please God, another bananas. Please. Please God. That's all I want. And let me put our record before everyone fucking steals it. You know?
Another bananas. I think we have a name.
Shit, I was gonna say something. I forgot.
So sorry. Oh, I had to giggle.
No, you're cutting it for TikTok.
Yep.
So rights wise, you're taking up all. You're doing all your TV sets, and no one's saying anything.
Right.
That's cool. I mean,
if they're under 30 seconds, it's okay. Is what I heard.
Oh. Okay, because I remember trying to cut up a lot of Last Comic Standing stuff, or just put up what I had, and NBC immediately found it.
Bam, bam, bam.
Like to the back where it's hidden on my own hard drive, and I'm sure that NBC has got my knowledge. Like I named it something. I have a private Vimeo where I keep a ton of videos, and I named it something else so that...
all of my Last Comic Standings were on my MySpace page until MySpace decided to lose all of their storage. So now I just have three-quarter-inch tape that needs to be digitized.
They'll do it.
Will they? I don't know. Costco membership. So
I'll take you.
I have a membership.
Oh, there we go. You both have a membership.
We got you, Jackie.
Yeah.
Road trip. It'll happen. And they do 3/4 inch or they just do half inch?
We did 8mm last summer and it turned out really beautifully. Oh. So they do a pretty good job.
Oh yeah. Okay. I had the video I had taped from that my dad took in Iran in the early 60s of my mom.
That's really cool. Yeah. That sounds gorgeous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I went to church today because Palm Sunday and I drove in from Ann Arbor and it was an hour after. That's what you want to do at the Armenian church, by the way. You want to get there an hour after the services, which are 3 hours long.
Oh my God, Jackie.
Yeah. So if you get there an hour after, you're in time for coffee and a donut.
Okay.
And so that's what I was there for. And my dad and my brother were both hanging out. And my dad is always walking around with a challenge coin, the one with his face on it.
Aww.
And so I think it was Nancy Kalasian. I forget her name, whatever, Armenian. She was like, are you doing stand-up this week in Milwaukee? And I was like, no, but you should call that new improv that's here over by the Whole Foods in Brookfield and tell them that you want me to come because I would like to work all of the improvs.
Of course you should be working there.
Yeah, and I mean, I love the Laughing Tap, but I should also work all of the other clubs. And... yeah, I should do that theater you did in West Bend. I should do all of the things. We should all do all of the things.
Is that on your to-do list, the West Bend?
It is. I pinged them, and then we'll see.
Okay.
And what did I? Oh, I just did. I forget what.
I want to do everything that you do.
I know. Yeah, we gotta. Yeah, total FOMO. I saw Matt Bronger. He works the good clubs, right? He's in with the chains.
Yeah,
but he also just did a tour of the South, just like a genuinely what I could only think of it as an idiot tour. Like he's like, I'm going to Lafayette. I'm going to Baton Rouge. I'm gonna go to NOLA, and you're like, and break even? What? How? are you driving? How are you? And this is how that's how I ended up in Eureka, which I love that show, those shows.
Yeah.
And my hives are gone. Hey, my hives are gone.
Woo. Yes.
Yeah. So that's good news.
Now that they're gone, can I say I never want to see another skin condition on this podcast again? Just describe it. Use your words.
No need to show the video. Nobody cares.
Here's something wronger though. Maybe he's got a good merch situation afterwards. Cause I know he has a new baby, or well, she might be one or two now, but I mean, at that point, when you're in that place, you're just saying yes.
You're like, I will take a 10-day tour away from that beautiful, beautiful baby that I can't wait to see again. But, yeah, but I get FOMO when I see those guys, right? You're like, oh, but look at that. I bet you he went and ate a ham hock or some fucking thing, you know?
Right, so. Right. I want to work every gig once, including a cruise ship and the Comedy Store. So,
oh, yeah. And I believe attainable goal. So I think we're close here, Kyle.
How do you feel? 30 seconds.
Okay, bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.